with Owen McDermott. Weekdays from 4. 2FM.
What happens next?
Happens here. 2FM.
I'm joined in studio now by a young man called Shane O'Regan, who, to be fair, Shane, you look like a dodgy character right now.
Like, yep.
If someone said you had been arrested for selling illegal narcotics on the keys or something, I go, yeah, fair enough. You fit the stereotype, which one is terrible for me for judging. But you remind me of Tommy from Love Hate. Did you ever see old Tommy?
Yeah.
Because did you ever see him being interviewed on the Late Late Show or anything? He's incredibly well spoken.
Oh, he's
gentleman.
Very well spoken. Yeah, I believe.
Yeah.
Killian Scott is.
Yeah, that's right. And you remind me of him in that look. But how are you?
Very well.
Now, you at the moment are doing train spotting in Smock Alley.
Yes.
And this is almost like a little bit of an entrepreneurial endeavor.
Yeah, it's my own company's second production. It's a lot bigger. Our first one was a play that I'd written myself that Carl Shields had helped us put on in his theatre upstairs. And so 1 year on now, we've been planning this for about 7 or 8 months, and now it's all finally come through.
And what's the reaction been like? I understand it's been, you've been getting lovely reviews.
Yeah, the reviews are absolutely amazing. Like, I'm over the moon with them, and the audience reactions as well are just absolutely phenomenal. Like, it's a lot of people are coming, and I think a few of them are thinking, oh, it's a stage adaptation of the film.
Yeah,
where it's actually, the play was released before the film, so it's more based off the book, which less people, I think, know that story. So it's quite different. There's a lot of similar moments, but there's a good bit of difference between the film and the play, and I think people are really liking that, to get to see a different side to all of the characters.
Yeah, because I assume anybody whose curiosity is pricked will have seen the film Trainspotting.
Yeah, I'd say.
But this,
a lot of them
the
did.
Book is vastly different.
Not vastly different, but it's the film has more of a straight narrative, I think, and the book is a broken narrative where each chapter suddenly a different character will speak, and you don't know who you're reading until you learn the way they speak. So, for instance, if the character says Catboy every second sentence, you know it's Spud talking, and if there's cursing every second sentence, you know it's Begbie, and then it's phonetically written in the Scottish dialect for Renton, and he tells most of the story.
Okay.
So it sort of follows Renton, but it is actually about the whole gang.
And how long is your run going to last, or is you just going to do it on demand? Have you got the place?
No, we have Smock Alley. We've done 1 week so far, and we have it until Saturday, this Saturday.
Oh, okay. So it's a short run. It's in
it
the
is,
final
yeah.
round. Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're a completely unfunded company, so we have to kind of do it bits at a time. But we're hoping now. We're going to try and get some funding behind us now after such a successful run, and hopefully tour Dublin with it, at least Dublin, and if possible Ireland, but it's all going to rely on the funding.
Okay, but people have been saying lovely things about it. Are there tickets still available?
I actually just got a call from Smock Alley today to tell us we have completely 100% sold out the run.
Yeah,
it's absolutely, I couldn't believe it.
That's also a good complaint to have.
Yeah, but there is always, I mean, if you call up Smock Alley, they can put you on a waiting list, and, you know, a good few people have gotten in from the waiting list tickets, because we've been pretty much sold out from our opening night Wednesday until now.
Yeah.
So we're delighted with that.
Oh, it's a wonderful endeavor for 4 people to take on something from scratch and for it to do so well, and it's sold out. If people want to find out more about you and your company, do you have a website, or is that
we're working on our website at the moment, but we have a Facebook page, which is just Reality Check Productions.
Okay.
On Facebook, and that's where we advertise stuff, where we put up the news of the company and everything, and sometimes just put up little silly videos that we're just making for the crack.
Well, listen, I hope that if people have their ears pricked and are interested, that you'll realise that dream to take it around the country.
Yeah,
that'd be
we're
great
hoping
fun.
Now. We're hoping that will work.
Yeah, well, with a two-week sold-out run, it's not a bad start.
No, not at all.
No. Obviously, the big iconic bit that everybody will know, having seen Trainspotting or not, is Choose Life.
Yes.
And we've twisted your arm, and you're going to give us a blast.
Yes. Well, I'll just say as well before, this is the Choose Life from the play, whereas the film is a little bit more tweaked, but I'll give the play one a go, sure.
Shane O'Regan, take it away, sir.
Choose life. Aye. Choose cars, choose mortgage payments, choose dishwashers. Choose sitting on the couch watching mind-numbing, spirit-crushing game shows, stuffing junk food into your mouth. Choose wasting away at the end of it all, pissing and shiting your life away, a total fucking embarrassment to the selfish, screwed up brats you've spawned to replace yourselves. Choose known misery, because that's better than unknown happiness. Choose life. I chose not to choose life. I chose something else.
Yeah! Shane Regan, thank you so very much. I'm so, after hearing that, your Scottish accent is very impressive.
Oh God, thank you.
I'm raging it's sold out, but hopefully, like I say, we'll see you in a bigger, bolder theatre very soon.
Let's hope.
Best of luck, lads. It's a great story.
Thanks a million. Turn it up. It's the place to be. 2FM. This is Owen McDermott driving you home weekdays from 4. Hear it, see it, live it. 2FM.